Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It is Friday. It is not 2 p.m. It is noontime, July 17, 2015, and I'm excited as we have another episode of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. My name is Farrell Galika, and I'm the host, and today we'll be talking about compromise. What do we do when things are changing in our life, especially in our business? And how do we adjust? How do we manage it? How do we deal with it? Because I truly believe when there needs to be a shift and it's an unexpected shift, yes, we may get frustrated. Yes, we may ask why when we've had planned out a different path and we in the interim we have to shift our focus and direction. But I truly believe everything works out for the good of our project and whatever we're working on in our businesses. So I'm excited today. But before we get started, unfortunately, once again, in our great nation, there is another attack, a domestic, they're calling it domestic terrorist attack in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and then unfortunately, four lives of Marines, of those who serve our country, who have sacrificed on the front line, unfortunately, in their base in Chattanooga, Tennessee, were gunned down by a gentleman that they're still trying to get some more information about him. He was born in Kuwait, not sure if he's a Kuwait citizen or a U.S. citizen, but unfortunately, due to this tragedy, four families have lost loved ones, and we have lost four soldiers in our armed uniform services. So if we could please have a moment of silence. Tragic situation when we continually hear the acts of violence that is done through guns. And yes, it's not guns that are the ones making these violent attacks, it's people. But once again, I hope that our government officials are listening and seeing that something needs to be done about gun regulation and that this must cease as far as the lives that are taken, innocent lives that are taken prematurely in these horrific acts of violence. So I do hope, once again, that our governmental officials are taking notice of what's happening in our country and decide to reform our gun regulations in order that we can be a safer country, community, and nation. So today I'm sharing this story because for the last month or so, I have been struggling with compromising and realizing that things may have to change when you may not want them to change. And how do you adjust? And I think as an entrepreneur, as anyone who's a business owner, or even if you're in business, there is much more of a frustration or a challenge as opposed to if you're working for a corporation or working for someone else. Because if you're an employee, there's really not much you can say when changes are taking place. You really don't have the autonomy or the authority, so to speak, in a limited way you have authority, but you don't have the true authority to really speak out and say the change is not that great or the change should not happen. But as an entrepreneur, business owner, you have every say-so. But what do you do when sometimes even the say-so of not wanting to change but realizing you have to change? And I share this from personal experience throughout my entrepreneurship journey that I have encountered once again, knowing the difference between stubborn and persistence and realizing when you do have to give in to shifts that are taking place. And I'll pretty much share my journey and how this began and how over time maturity and insight helps you to realize that you can't control everything in life, no matter how hard you try, especially in your businesses, and that when things need to change or a shift is taking place, take heed to it and be mindful and be aware of it, because there may be it. Generally, it is always for your good, to expose your business to new opportunities, to help you to realize maybe some things need to change in your business, or even the simple fact that you may just need to restructure your business altogether. So in my journey, coming from healthcare and transitioning into a full-time entrepreneurship, I've always been an entrepreneur from the time that I was a little kid, and realizing when I wanted to do this entrepreneurship journey, I was asking myself, what path should I take? Where can I really go? Because I had so many gifts and talents, and I had so many different passions and wanted to do so many different things, but I had to focus. And as I was focusing and reflecting on what God had been doing the last couple of years of my life before I took this major shift, was realizing my speaking abilities and my ability to motivate and empower others. And so as I began that journey, I did not want to be the one up front. I didn't want the one to be the speaker. I wanted to provide a speaker's bureau or a platform for other speakers to speak. So my first company two and a half years ago was Your Time is Here, Inc., And it was really an opportunity for me to help other speakers find their voice and help them build their platforms. And myself just being the background person or behind the scenes person. But as I was doing my research and as I kept realizing the more that God was pushing me to become the speaker, God wanted me to share my story and testimony in various capacities. And I did not want to do that for a number of reasons. But as I kept moving forward in the direction that needed to change, going from a speaker's bureau or a platform for other speakers to actually branding myself as a speaker, that's when things began to really shift in a good way. And in the interim, I was not satisfied with that shift because I did not want to tell my story. I did not want to be the one to broadcast what my life has been like, because for the most part, it's been great. But of course, a lot of us have those, I call my season the quarter life crisis. I tell God in a humorous way, I better not have a midlife crisis since I had my quarter life crisis. But in shifting, I have had so many great opportunities as myself being the speaker. And it went from my first speaking engagement that was just by happenstance, that I was at Barnes & Noble. A lady approached me, asked me, did she know me? She said I looked familiar to her. And then we started talking, and before I knew it, I had my first speaking engagement. I didn't even really fully have my business formulated or formed correctly in order to get started, but that propelled me, that accelerated my efforts in realizing, hey, I got to get my things ready before this speaking engagement. And I was quarters of the way through the process. So it is one of those things that I'm grateful that I took heed to shifting from the speaker bureau or pushing other speakers to actually myself being the speaker. And then as I kept moving forward, the transition was, what do I speak on? I initially wanted to speak on healthcare, entrepreneurship, and other things that would not include my personal life. But once again, I had to shift. In order, the more I was telling my story, and the more I was realizing that as I was sharing my story, that those still are my signature topics, but also putting a little personal story to it. Because what I've come to realize is that when people know you as a person, they're more open to listen to what you're saying, and you can have an emotional connection with your audience, which definitely helps in the engagement process with your audience. And it helps people to relate, that you're relatable to people and people are relatable to you. And that also, once again, opens the door that people can truly connect with you and really see where you're coming from. And then they'll be willing to buy into your business. They'll be willing to buy into whatever products or services you are promoting at that moment. And so it's one of those things that as you think about your own journey in your entrepreneurship, or you think about your own journey in your business life or your professional life, what kind of shifts did you have to take in order to propel yourself to the next level? For me, coming from healthcare to entrepreneurship, that was very scary because I thought all my life that I would be a nurse. I thought all my life that I would climb up the healthcare corporate ladder, but God had other things in mind. And as I shifted into the entrepreneurship role, I realized that I was able to do more for God because I had flexibility. I was not confined to the nursing. I was working three 12-hour night or day shifts. I wasn't confined to the simple fact that I have to ask when I can take my vacation time. I have to be in. If I was working the morning shift, I had to be there at least by 6 o'clock. If I was working the night shift, at least by 6:30 p.m. And now I have that flexibility to do what I want during out my day, you know, whether I can meet my clients in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evening. I can, you know, exercise in the morning, in the afternoon, or in the evenings. I have that flexibility as an entrepreneur. But if I was working for someone else, I would not have that flexibility to do so. And so it provided me other opportunities as well that I can be a witness with my faith, that I'm able to share how I feel and to share what God has done for me. Because when I was doing that as a nurse, you know, some of my colleagues felt offended. Some of my colleagues didn't want to hear my testimony or hear when I talked about God. And for me, that was challenging because God was every part of my conversation. God was part of everything that I said and did. But at the same time, it was one of those things where when God wants you to do something and he has something that he wants you to do, that he will do whatever he needs to do in order to put you in the right position in order to do whatever he's called you to do. And so as I journey fast forward into a year and a half into being a full-time entrepreneur, the next shift that took place was dealing with my etiquette school, the 360 Evolution Academy. It launched last year. We had a great year last year for our first year. We had the former mayor of Broward County, Mrs. Barbara Sharif, now a Broward County commissioner for District 8, I believe. And we had well-respected leaders in the community and politics and religion and the business sector. We had an etiquette coach come out to speak. I mean, we just had some great speakers come out and present to our audience, our boys who are 11 to 17 years old and our girls who are 11 to 17 years old. And then we also had great partnerships. We were able to partner with Ruth Chris Steakhouse of Fort Lauderdale that sponsored our etiquette dinner. We were able to partner with Mary Kay, who sponsored our girls' graduation, and Infinity of Coconut Creek, who sponsored our boys' graduation. And it provided so many opportunities. So once again this year, wanting to start the etiquette school again as we do it during the summertime and into the fall, we start the girls in July and August, and then we take a break in September and start the boys in October and November. But in myself wanting to reach other goals and dreams that would help my business to grow even more, I was torn and challenged. I was like, do I do the etiquette school? Do I cancel it? Do I push it back? And I was really, really torn because I'm one of those, I have a plan. And once I have a plan and I have a deadline, I stick to it. And it's very hard for me to adjust, especially when it's unexpected. It's something that I kind of figure I need to do. I have no problems at all doing that. But when it's unexpected, that's where my challenge comes, because I'm like, I plan to do it on this day. I plan to have it done at this time. This is what I'm doing. I'm not shifting gears. I'm not changing my perspective or, you know, taking on a new direction. But when I weighed my options and I weighed what is it I want at the end of the day, and I had to look at my end result. What is my end result? And my end result was to be a politician and attorney, to be more effective in my community through the grassroots or through the grassroots movement, and as well as through my community-focused businesses. And then I had to say, you know, if you really want this goal and you really want this to be accomplished, then you're going to have to change your priorities. You're going to have to restructure your life. And so I had to make a very difficult decision, but I did. And pushing the etiquette school back into October so the boys and the girls can be together while I can focus on what my goals and dreams are during that time, so I can have my goals and my deadlines set before September, then I'm able to shift all my focus into the etiquette school. I'm able to shift my focus into other business opportunities. And so sometimes we are put up on a challenge. Sometimes we are put in that difficult situations. But my advice would be, do the pros and cons. And if you're a believer, pray about it, and God will lead you in the direction. For me, he kept telling me over and over again, if this is your goal, you need to focus on it. If this is what you want to do, then you need to be mindful on it. If this is how you want to be impactful in your community, then you have to make some sacrifices now so you can reap the rewards later. And so I had to do that. And then when I think about my other business, the Failed Delica LLC, and the coaching side and the public speaking side and partnering with other business coaches, I had to also realize what shifts needed to take place, because in order for my business to grow, in order to take my business to the next level, certain things needed to be in place. And when I think about going from hourly charging my coaching clients to now a package, what was more conducive? Am I able to give much more value and much more time and influence and help my clients to really grow on a package or an hourly? And realizing that the package was much more effective, the package was much more economical in order to show my clients, hey, you are getting your value. Hey, you are meeting your goals based within the time frame that was discussed, based within the investment that you have made. And you will see that investment. It may not be immediate, but it will eventually come when you put your business in place. And I think, as a word of advice for any entrepreneur, anyone who is in business, it takes time. Yes, there are some stories you will hear that overnight they were a success. Overnight they were able to make those billions of dollars. They were able to be that whatever that thing is, that accomplishment will make you feel like you've arrived. But there are times as well that you will have to go through different changes. You have to evolve in your business. Your business will be transformed, but do not get discouraged, because I really believe that each phase of your business will help you to become much more effective. whether it's in customer service, as we had Ms. Lona Carbonell speak last week about customer service, the value of customer service in our businesses, whether it's to help you to understand your clients at different levels and different phases. And when I think about myself as a business coach and helping startup businesses get started, I had to reflect on my journey and transforming and evolving into where I am today, because 2 years ago, I was not in this position. 2 years ago, I was trying to figure out how to get my business started. 2 years ago, I was wondering, do I go to promote speakers or do I promote myself? And even as I started to go in a new direction of promoting myself, the next question was, how do I manage my clients? How do I deal with my clients? And not only just working with people who want to start businesses and not just working with people who want to become speakers and authors, but also working with other professionals, you know, having the opportunity to help professional athletes and professional musicians to get their business started by managing their businesses and helping them to realize that, you know, this morning I Facebooked on Power Pack Success Coaching Program page that truly want to build an empire, you need to delegate. And the delegation process is key for any business to succeed, because CEO stands for Chief Executive Officer, not Chief Everything Officer. And no matter if you're a perfectionist, no matter if you believe that no one can do it better than you or no one can really get it the way you want it done, you have to learn to let go. And I, once again, was challenged, and I had to compromise, realizing I cannot do everything. In the beginning of my business, I was doing that. I was doing everything and anything because Fayola can do it better than anybody. Fayola's a perfectionist. She's detail-oriented. No one thinks like her, and if they do, it's hard to find them. But then as I was getting much busier in my business, as I was getting more involved in different things, and as I was transforming and trying to expose my business into other territories, I realized I cannot clone myself. I can't be in three places. As I want to take my business to the west, to the Palm Beach area, I want to keep my business in Broward, and I want to go to Dade County. And now having opportunities to go out of state as well, I cannot do that by myself. I had to realize that I have to delegate. I have to find other people to come on my team and help me. But by them realizing that the passion that I have, hopefully they will have that same passion and do the work as I would want to see it fit. And so it's those things that we have to realize at a point in your business, you will have those questions. You will have those situations or things come up to say, you know, what do I do? I don't want to compromise. I don't want to change. I've had my strategic plan. I did my business plan. It's the 3-year plan, the 5-year plan, and the 10 and 15 year plan. Or maybe you had a project you're working on and you wanted the project to be done by this date, but unfortunately you had to push it back. For me, that is the case. For one of my projects, I had to push it back. I didn't want to, but realizing that the objective of the project is not to meet a deadline. The objective of this particular project, the Power Pack Success Coaching Program, is to meet the objective of our attendees, to make sure that we can be the solution to what the problem is in America. If small businesses are the driving force in our economy, but unfortunately, more than 50% of small businesses fail within the first 18 months because of lack of infrastructure and finances, how are we addressing those problems? And that's what the Power Pack Success Coaching Program is doing. We are the solution to that problem, so we can continue building our economy, so we can create businesses, so we can increase our economical commitment, our economical drive, our power, not just in America but around the world. And that we're able to help families be able to live the lives they were wanting to live on their own terms. A couple of weeks ago, or almost less than a month ago, I was able to go to Career Fair Connection with two gentlemen who were the founder of that program, of that event. And in speaking with people who are in transition looking for a job, and we heard some horrific stories, people who gave their time and commitment to companies for over a decade, and at one day their life changed. They got the pink slip, or they were downsized, or their hours were cut back, and they're unable to provide for themselves or even and or for their family. I never want someone to be in that position, because I was once in that position, that my life at one point was a great lifestyle, and then all of a sudden it was determined by my employer, which I have no problems for those who are 9 to 5. I don't have no problem being an employee, but I also want people to realize you have to live life on your own terms. Do not allow someone to tell you when you can do something, when you can't do something, when you can take a vacation, when you can't take a vacation, when you can spend time with your family, when you can't spend time with your family. By being an entrepreneur, you have that freedom. And yes, there may be sacrifices and humble beginnings in the beginning, but if you stick it out and it's truly your passion driving, you're really committed to it, you shall see the harvest and you shall see your hard work come to pass. I've met so many different people who have been entrepreneurs for over a decade, 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and they tell me, every one of them have said to me, it takes hard work, but it shall pay off. And if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. But because everyone's not doing it, you have to know in your gut feeling that this is what you're going to do and you're going to stick it out no matter what. And even if you have to get a 9 to 5 in order until your business becomes at a level that you're able to have that as your only source of income, that is fine. Don't allow anyone to judge you. I've had a couple of conversations with people who said, if you're an entrepreneur, stay an entrepreneur. But if you're a 9 to 5, stay a 9 to 5. That doesn't make sense. If you need to do things to get where you want to go and you got to take a 9 to 5, hey, that's on you. Do what you have to do in order to live your goals and dreams, but don't allow anyone else to dictate it for you. And so when we think about compromise, we think about change. Perspective in business is key. If you lose your perspective in change, if you lose your perspective as you compromise, if you lose your perspective through bad times or good times, you will not succeed. In order to succeed, keep your focus, keep your perspective on what it is you came into business for. Every morning I wake up, I'm energized. What is my why? Why am I doing what I do? Because that keeps me going. Because there's many days I'm like, let me go back to nursing. There's many days I'm like, man, you know, I should be doing X, Y, and Z. But when I remember what my focus is, I remember my why. I remember my purpose. That helps me to stay on course no matter what challenges I come across. And God has been so faithful for the last couple of weeks, despite there's changes, and I had to change direction and focus and perspectives at times, but it was for the good because I've ran into some people who are helping me build my team. I ran into people who are giving me great insight to take my business to the next level. I ran into some partners that we are going to be partnering on some events, such as Miss Lakeisha Brooks in Atlanta. We're going to be doing October 9th through the 10th. We're going to be in Atlanta. We're going to have a 2-day intensive workshop for certifying you as a trainer and a speaker. And then in November, the first weekend in November, November 6th and 7th, we're going to do the same event, but we're taking it to Orlando. So it takes time to get those goals and dreams done, but don't give up on them because it's those that fight to the end, survival of the fittest. Yes, that's in nature, but that's also in business. If you really want to succeed in business, you tough it out no matter what. You continue to keep moving forward. And there may be times that you made not the best decision. But what I've come to realize about decision-making, there's no true word of failure. Because when we think of failure, people say, well, you made a mistake or you did the wrong thing. No, that's an act of wisdom. That's an act of life teaching you a lesson. Don't ever let someone make you feel that because you failed in something, a task. There's so many business owners. Starbucks, they were unable to get a loan for over 200 times, but they kept going. And now look at them around the world. KFC, the Colonel was 66 years old when he finally got his break as his wonderful Kentucky Fried Chicken. There's 7-Up. It took 7 times for 7-Up to get it right, and now we're drinking 7-Up everywhere you go. So each business success story has some times where they had to change. They had some times where they had to compromise, and they had some times where even they may have failed, but yet they toughed it out, and look where they are today. So I challenge you, if you don't give up, and you realize that change may need to take place and that you may need to change your perspective a little bit or even compromise. Even when you're working in a team, you may have to compromise because sometimes someone may have a better insight than you or someone may be better at something than you. We have different skills and talents. And keep that in mind when you work in a team because I am grateful for the team that I'm working with Power Pack Success Coaching Program. We are having a great time. We are working together. Each of us have our weaknesses and our strengths, but we complement each other. And we're so excited that in October 24, 2015, we're going to be having our event from 8 to 5 on a Saturday where we're going to do an intense training for anyone who wants to start a business. And we'll give you all the tools you need because we'll be talking about passion and how to identify your business idea because we want to help you to turn your passion, your hobby, into a capitalizing opportunity. Monetize that gift and get paid for what you love to do. You get paid for working and you may not love it, so why don't you get paid for what you love to do? And we're going to have Raj Anderson talking about business strategy. We're going to have Dennis Price talk about mindset. We have some other great coaches that were coming along with us. And we have Donald Kelly, who's going to be our MC and talking about sales. So we are just excited that there are times when even compromising to build a team, because I could have done this event by myself, and I initially started to. I said, hey, I've been to a lot of business coaching events. I've been, you know, I kind of got some insight, educated myself, taking some classes on business. I can do this myself. But when I realized the value that I can give if I work with others who have strengths in areas that I may not be as strong in. And we come together and we help realize that a comprehensive coaching program is going to be the key to help our economy in America to grow. It's going to be a comprehensive coaching program that's going to help people to live out their dreams and goals and living life on their own terms. It's going to be a comprehensive coaching program that's going to help individuals to say, you can do it. We're going to help you to find the ways to get the finances. We're going to encourage you and give you a template, a tool that's going to help you so you don't feel overwhelmed and you feel like you can't do it because you don't know where to start. So all this is to say that when you have to compromise, don't take it the wrong way. Don't be negative about it. Be optimistic in every situation, in every opportunity, especially in business, because you never know where it's going to lead you. You never know who you'll connect with. But most of all, you never know whose life you're going to change. Because in compromising, I'm able to realize that I can impact more people's lives, helping them, whether it's in business or empowering them through motivational speaking or even through writing to help them to realize, tell your story and don't be afraid to do it and that you don't have to do it alone, that there's a system in place that will help you to tell that story to the world. Because each of us have a story. Each of us have a gift to give to this world. And as the late Dr. Miles Moreau said, do not die with your gifts and talents, because he said it's the grave that is full of so many gifts and talents and dreams that never came to pass. And I promise myself before God takes me off this earth, I'm going to empty out myself. I'm not holding any gift, any talent, any dream back. I'm dreaming so big. And I was even challenged yesterday. I want to thank the Fort Lauderdale Black Police Officers Association. Yesterday they did the team summit, and we had over 500 kids attend the event. And while we were there, I had a booth, and I was challenging the students. I said, dream big. Dream as big as you can. And I was blown away by the dreams that were coming across the little paper that I had them fill out to tell me what is their dream. They want to be engineers. They want to be pediatricians. They want to be surgeons. They want to be orthopedic surgeons. They want to be doctors. They want to be lawyers. One of them wanted to say she wanted to be an attorney general. Another one wanted to say she wanted to be the president. I mean, these kids have so much that they have in them, and we should come alongside and help them to realize that you can live out any goal and dream that you have. Because there's no excuse anymore. As I really believe that President Barack Obama, our wonderful president of this great nation of the United States of America, he was the key to unlock these minority children, to tell them that it doesn't matter what background you come from. It doesn't matter who your parents are. It doesn't matter your socioeconomic status. But if you have a gift in you and you have a dream and you have the energy to live out that dream, that it is possible. It is so possible. And I was even telling, I said, I'm going to even dream bigger. If these kids can dream so big and they're only in middle school and high school, and as an adult, I should be able to live even more dreams so I can inspire those young kids that I get in contact with to tell them whatever you can dream, you can achieve. It's going to take work. It's going to take sacrifice. It may take compromises. You may have to change your perspective sometimes, and sometimes your gift may be delayed. But delayed is never denied, because God has promised me, he said, whatever I have started in you, I shall finish. And I know one day I will be an attorney and politician. I know I'll be able to impact the world as a U.S. senator. And I know that it's possible. It may have, that dream may have been birthed in me in 2010, and we're in 2015. But I promise you, as God is my witness, I am putting everything in it to make sure that's possible. Because it's not even about me, but it's about the people who are looking. It's about the people I will be connected to, that I'll be able to share my story and say, look at all the things that God has done in my life. Despite the challenges that I've been through, despite the hardships that I've been through. But God says, I will turn your ashes into beauty, and I will give you double portion for all that you've been through. So I challenge you all today before we get off this, before we end this. Ever you dream, dream big. Dream so big, people look at you double take because they think you're crazy. I don't care what it is. Dream so big. But if you dream that big, make sure you go after it. Because if it's in you, it is possible. And the last sign that I got yesterday when I was at the Teen Summit, where I set up my booth, there was a workshop taking place next to me. And on that sign of the door, the name of that workshop was, The Law is in You. And I said, God, I receive. So how many signs have you come across that your dream is possible? How many times has God told you that, yes, you can do it, but fear is holding you back? Feeling inadequate is holding you back, feeling you're not worthy or you're not smart enough or good enough because you come from a certain background or because you look a certain way or you speak a certain way. Don't allow that to hold you back, because there's many great people that have come through hardship. They had to compromise. They had to sacrifice. Challenge you all today to go ahead and do the same. As today is Friday, July 17, 2015, and I tell you, it is hot up in Florida. But, Lord, I thank you for another weekend to come. And once again, please keep our country in prayer. Keep our leaders in prayer. Keep our armed soldiers. Keep our policemen, our first line of defense, our public officials and public servants. Please keep everyone in prayer, because our nation needs it. And I pray once again for those Marines who lost their lives and their family and their loved ones who was affected by that horrific tragedy. And once again, we continue to keep Charleston, South Carolina in prayer. And we continue to keep what has been taking place in movements about getting rid of the Confederate flag as a sign of hatred. If it's a sign of our country's history, that is great. But if it's a sign of hatred, we ask the government to take it down. And anyone else who is flying that flag, to take it down. Because we're not a country of hate. We're a country of love. And we come from all walks of life. And that's what this nation was built upon. So my name is Fayola DeLica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. Every Friday, today we were not 2 p.m. because we were compromising, we were changing, but yet we will be back on our scheduled time, 2 p.m. Eastern time next week. Take care. Bye-bye.